snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with four fine gentlemen, including, of course, C. Clyde Jones. It's C. Clyde Jones Week, and we're focusing on him this first part of the hour. We also have with us Terry Arthur of Shepherd's Crossing, Vern Hendricks with Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and also Mark Clausen with Kansa United Way. And, Mark, you brought out a good point when we took our little break, and we were talking casually in here of the mix, the variety of people that honor this man. I mean, you were able to attend, of course, his birthday celebration, and just the variety.
Yeah, it's obvious how many lives he personally has touched in the community. Sitting there and watching the people come in into his birthday celebration and noting that there were athletes and dignitaries and business people and community members. I mean, just the list would go on and on about the different types of people. It's not just people involved with the nonprofits. I mean, it truly is a community led by an individual like C. Clyde.
Now, I know Vern in the other room, of course, not only are you involved with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, but you're a Rotarian, and I think they have something special planned, too, for C. Clyde.
Yeah, it's ironic that C. Clyde's 95th birthday is actually Thursday, and the Manhattan Rotary Club meets on a weekly basis Thursday at noon, and so we're going to celebrate his birthday with a little bit of a roast. So we will take advantage of C. Clyde a little bit with some memories, and we have Don Rathbone that's going to speak on his days when they were deans at Kansas State. Certainly Terry Arthur is going to speak, Shepherd's Crossing's connections there, and Ned Seaton's going to speak with some community aspects of it all. And we actually have a Rotary International Director, Larry Dimmitt, that's going to be at the meeting, and he's going to share a proclamation from Rotary International, because C. Clyde is the most recent district governor that our club has had. We've had more governors, but none for quite some time, and C. Clyde is the most recent one. So, and I'm very proud to say that I didn't even realize it until you asked, but all four of us in this room are Rotarian. So Rotarian has a big impact in the community as well. So.
And when that roast takes place, I want you to remember I get the last word.
Any sneak preview at all, or is it all a big secret? Some of the memories, I'm sure. And I'd be curious to know, Vern, when you first met C. Clyde.
Oh gosh, it would have been early in my days when I moved back to the community in '97, and probably through Rotary, because that would have been one of the early interactions. I was with Kansas State at that time, but C. Clyde had retired, I believe, and so. I'm sure it was through Rotary. I don't have a memory like he does, so I can't really tell you when. But he's just been involved in so many things, it's hard to know the exact moment. So,
well, I tell you, there was one connection you and I had with a K-State athlete named Jeff Kelly.
Yes, that's
Jeff
true.
Jeff was a linebacker on that team that beat Nebraska. Remember that upset victory?
Yeah.
I don't know, what, 40-30 or something like that, the first time we had really walloped Nebraska. And Jeff intercepted a pass or recovered a fumble or something and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
And bumped into Vern on the street with Jeff Kelly one day. I think at that time you were actually working for Manhattan Christian College, if I'm not too badly mistaken.
Yep, Jeff was one of my mentees. And another thing that Clyde and I share a lot in common, we like to mentor young people, and Jeff is an individual that I've stayed in contact with for a long time.
And I know, I'd be curious to know, too, Terry, some of your earliest memories of C. Clyde.
Well, Kathy, my earliest memory goes back to 1961, when I was a junior in high school, and Rotary appointed me to go to Boys State, and Clyde called me up one day and said, we need you to come and speak to the Rotary Club about Boys State. So that was my first opportunity to do public speaking, and I got to meet Clyde then. And then, interestingly enough, in 1967, I was working for the Cal Hansen Construction Company building homes that summer, and we ended up building Clyde's house that he bought during that summer. And then, more interesting, about 15 years later, I bought that house and lived there myself.
Oh, my. Mark, now I know you're fairly new on the United Way scene, but maybe talk about your experiences with C. Clyde.
Well, I sit here and I learn daily when I get to interact with him. I actually met him probably 10 years earlier in one of the business after hours. But, you know, the involvement that he has with us at the United Way and the knowledge he has about giving inherently, it's just been amazing. I try and pick his brain when I can and utilize his services to help us. You know, we definitely want to hit our goal this year. Going to throw that in there. Our goal is $500,001 because Sea Clyde's the one. You know, we want to make the difference.
What he means is I'm going to give $1.
Well, and you know, it's interesting too. You know, everyone looks to you when it comes to getting that community involvement, and you're just such a wonderful spokesman. Get people involved. I mean, you've really helped United Way a lot. I think, Sea Clyde, you've helped Shepherd's Crossing. I could go on, all these different groups with these men represented here today.
Well, I want to connect up with Terry for a minute and remind him that he and I were on the United Fund board. I don't know what year that would have been, but we looked at the bylaws, and we've discovered that there were 13 members on the board for the United Fund at that time. 7 of them were from the American Red Cross. So Terry and I went to work revising the bylaws and really changed the whole structure of the way the United Fund operated at that time. That was before it was called the United Way.
Well, that's amazing. And you might share with us, you said it has been a little bit of a crazy week. I don't know if we've listed all the different celebrations. You've had a lot going on this week, Sea Clyde.
Well, I had a wedding in Kansas City. One of my grandsons was married on December the 9th in Kansas City. Well, the next morning on the 10th, my son held a breakfast in my honor. Well, they were sort of celebrating the wedding too, but mostly had honored me for my birthday. So celebration's been going on now for quite some time, and I might add, will continue. I decided just to make it the whole month.
What do you attribute your long life to? Anything in particular that different about your life?
Well, I've been asked a number of times, what is the secret? And I always start with having been married to the most wonderful woman on earth for 68 years, almost 68. She died 6 weeks short of our 68th anniversary. And then the other thing, and some people dispute this, Manhattan has a wonderful health care access system. And I attribute my longevity to having access to wonderful health care, good doctors. I could have passed on many times if I hadn't had that wonderful health care here. So those are the two things that I attribute most to, and perhaps a third one is working always in a good environment. After I got out of the Navy, I've not been in a threatening environment since that time, and university work is a very safe, healthful environment in which to work in spite of the academic stress from time to time.
Well, and I know one thing my dad always has said is a positive outlook really makes a difference too, and I see that in you. See,
well, my son says I'm a pessimist. No, I tease him all the time. I said, Cliff, you're talking to a realist, not a pessimist. Mm-hmm. I try to see the world as it is, and that dear wife I was married to was an idealist. She saw the world as she wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And so we had opposites attracting, for sure.
And something I might point out, yesterday in the Manhattan Mercury, the Sunday edition, they had a wonderful article about C. Clyde Jones. And the editorial as well really stated what I think a lot of us who know Clyde well, the contributions that he has made to this community is, it's insurmountable. It's absolutely an incredible testament to his character and his love for this community, especially for someone who, according to the article, didn't want to come to Kansas to start with until he got here and told his wife it's beautiful here. And but if you, for our listeners, if you have the opportunity to pick up the Mercury, that is a wonderful article, and it tells a lot about Clyde's history and his engagement in the community.
And Manhattan's changed a lot since you arrived here back in the...
Wow. 18,000 population when I came. University had 8,000 students, so I've witnessed a tripling of both of those factors. Used to walk across campus in the early 60s, couldn't go 50 yards without seeing somebody I know. Now I walk across and may see nobody I know.
You know, and you have kept up. You're amazing technology-wise, too. I mean, you're on Facebook. My father wouldn't have a clue. But, I mean, you're involved on so many different levels.
Hey, it's the age of technology. If you don't keep up with it, you're lost. I'm serious about that.
Well, before we wrap up today, I want to go around both rooms again and have some kind of final thoughts so everybody be thinking. But I don't know, Vern, if you want to say a few more words. I mean, we could go into so many different aspects of C. Clyde and things that you shared with them, but just maybe some thoughts before we let you go today.
Well, it's a great week to honor C. Clyde, and some people may think, gosh, you're doing an awful lot. But the true fact of the matter is C. Clyde has been involved in a lot of things, and his heart is a caring heart, and the project or the situation isn't as much as he just wants to see good done and wants to see things done well, efficiently, effectively, and he certainly has a generous heart, so charitable organizations, charitable causes are big in his life, and so he's an inspiration to all of us. I think if we can all just sit back and reflect and kind of watch how C. Clyde does it, they'll know that doing good has a lot of benefits to it.
And we'll go ahead now, and I guess let's move on and get some other thoughts from folks. Terry, you want to say a few things?
Yes, I can add that Clyde has been a wonderful and great friend to me for so many years, and in many ways has been my mentor. We've worked on lots of non-for-profit things together. And I might add, we played golf together for 30 years, every Saturday morning at 8:30. So if you want to get to know a person, play golf with them on Saturday morning.
Looks like we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone line. Welcome to In Focus, of course, celebrating C. Clyde Jones today and all this week. Go ahead, please.
Well, Kathy, Tom Fryer. Clyde's been my role model ever since Angie and I arrived in this community in 81. To back up a bit, something that's not been mentioned, but Tom Brokaw would be very proud to say Clyde was a member of the Greatest Generation, and I didn't know about his service in World War II until I went to the public library and saw the DVD about his service with the Navy in the Pacific Theater, so didn't know him then, obviously, but when Angie and I came here in 81, we got to know him well. First through the church, and then Rotary's already been mentioned as well, and everything he's done there. I would wrap up my brief comments with the motto of Rotary, which those three words, I think, epitomize C. Clyde, and that's service above self.
Very nice. Well, thanks for calling in, Tom. I don't know if you want to react at all to that, C. Clyde, or you
want
to hear most of
Tom,
that.
Well, Tom, when you say that I've been a role model for you, I have a couple of people tell me that, and I keep thinking, my goodness, how many lives have I ruined with this misconception?
Always humble. Listen to you. Dave?
I might add some of the other things that are happening this week. Now, tomorrow, C. Clyde, I believe you're joining us again tomorrow morning.
Yes.
That is our regular In Focus session with the City of Manhattan, City Manager Ron Fear, their Mayor Linda Morse. Tomorrow night at the Manhattan City Commission, there will be a proclamation that will be read honoring C. Clyde Jones on Thursday, declaring December 21st C. Clyde Jones Day in Manhattan. And that's a neat thing that, it's a great community tribute to a man who has given so much. And, you know, we can talk endlessly about that. But I think that that's going to be a neat thing tomorrow night. And Thursday, here on In Focus, Lyle Butler will be here. It's our regular Chamber of Commerce Day. Of course, Clyde's been involved with the Chamber, and that Volunteer of the Year Award is named after him. And so we're going to learn more about his engagement with the community from a chamber and perspective as well.
Well, definitely it's been a special day today, and I have to say that you're truly one of the great, C. Clyde. I'm looking forward to the entire week of having you as my co-host here, I guess we could say.
Well, and let me tell you how much I'm going to miss you when you leave this job. I've never known anyone as skillful as you in terms of conducting interviews. There's never a dull moment where Kathy's involved. So
and
thank
you
so
much. You're going to miss her.
Service and friendship.
Well, now you're making me kind of, oh my goodness. And like I said, would only a dad say that kind of thing? He's my Manhattan dad. He doesn't, I didn't get his permission, but I've adopted him as my Manhattan dad. So
I think a lot of people have, including a whole bunch of classy cats. Man, they were just coming in and out of your party the other day. Man, that was. That was fun.
We almost have them blushing, I think, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have more this week that we'll be doing, and thank you to the three gentlemen that accompanied C. Clyde today. C. Clyde Jones, and of course, turning 95 years old on Thursday. We have, again, Terry Arthur, president of Shepherd's Crossing, Mark Clausen with Kansa United Way and Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and Rotarians all. But Rotary, and also Vern Henricks with us in the other room. Appreciate everyone being here today. When we come back, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole, another friend of C. Clyde's, will be joining us. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668. Online at